I think it was almost maybe 3 or 4 years ago now, you famously got up at the Florida Citrus Mutual meeting and had people chanting, "We need bactericides now." We've got them now. Growers have been using them for a year and a few months. What is your impression? Are they working, or is it too soon to tell?
In terms of perfect data and perfect representations and really great conclusions, Not quite yet. I think anecdotally, I believe many in the industry believe that there is some improvement. And if you listen to some of the data coming out of the registrants, it looks like it over time, they both can affect the titer level in the tree. Over time, over as little as a year, they can improve tree health. And they may be to where there's statistically significant improvements in yield in maybe in the second or third year. So we're just finishing a lot of that, looking at a lot of that data, and should be some particular, looking at some of the Hamlin data now that's 2 years old, and we'll see some of the Valencia data in the next 60 to 90 days. Summary of all that is looking like it's going to be impactful, and the question then becomes by how much. Does it infect yield or revenues by 5%, 10, 15, 20? I don't know. Those answers will be revealed to us. And then it's up to growers to see what's the cost of the impact, and will trees continue to improve in the future over time? We don't know those things. But I will say unequivocally that we're extremely thankful to have them in our at our disposal now, so you can use them and see if we can get any economic benefit out of them.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.